Fountain Grove High School Gym. Hope you hang around. It should be a good one. All right. Now, fair Bobcat break to Holloway. Come to the court. It'll be Jaden Belcher to jump it up with the Bobcats against number 20. That is Gus Sinning. And, boy, he is a big kid. Looks like the young man should have played football. Of course, they don't have football at Hartville, and Hartville controls the opening tip. They get the ball in the backcourt. Garrison will bring it across the timeline. Bobcats back in that matchup zone defense. Garrison, top of the key, swings on the right side. For O'Quinn, he gives up in the corner and gets it right back and swings around on top again for Garrison. Garrison to the left side for Sinning, or excuse me, to Coriel. Coriel gives it up. Going into the lane is Garrison, goes up with a shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Dominic Boyce for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats, first offensive possession of the night. Got the Trinkler, now Deckard on the right side. Hollis on the dribble, moves to the top of the key. Hartville playing man-to-man defense here. Thayer working around the perimeter. Trinkler's got it on the right side, gives to Boyce at the high post. Now looking to get rid of it. Now Boyce going down the line, challenges the defense, gets the shot blocked, but he's fouled. He'll go on the line and shoot here. So Dominic Boyce going right after Gus Sinning, the 6'3 senior. And Dom will go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats, trying to jump on early against the Hartville Eagles here tonight. Dominic Boyce. Dominic had a good night coming off the bench for the Bobcats last night. First free throw is up, and shot it too hard. Bounces off the back of the rim. No good. Thayer trying to go up one. Dominic Boyce at the line. Second free throw is on the way for the Bobcat Junior. This one's good. Thayer takes the early 1-0 lead, and Hartville will come the other way. Garrison, Boone Garrison, wearing number 3, will be the trigger man. Bringing the ball across the half court, right through the big black Panther head in the middle of the floor. And here's a steal by Trinkler. Trinkler with Boyce on the wing. Trinkler going in the racket. He puts it up and in. Hunter Trinkler's stripped it from Boone Garrison, took it for the layup, and the Thayer Bobcats are up early 3-0. Hartville with it. Garrison again out on the wing. And Trinkler took it from him again. Hunter going to the bucket, has the ball blocked, but he's going to be fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Number 3, Boone Garrison, caught him from behind and just knocked the ball away as Trinkler was going to shoot the layup. So Trinkler with the quick hands, 2 steals on consecutive possessions from Hartville. And the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to go up here by 5 if Trinkler can hit a couple free throws. First one is up for the lefty. It's good. Trinkler with 3 points early. Remember, he only scored 4 last night in the Bobcat loss to West Plains, but he got an early foul trouble. He shoots another one here. It's on the way, and it's good. Thayer up 5-0 early. 3 made free throws and the layup by Hunter Trinkler. And, they blew the whistle. What's the... And now they're going to continue to play. Inadvertent buzzer from the scores table. Garrison with it for a Hartville. Throws a 3 up, and it's good. Boone Garrison says, take it away from me. I'll just step back here 24 feet and fire one up. First field goal tonight for Hartville. We played 2 minutes. They are up 5-3. Bobcats with the ball. Here's Dominic Boyce going down the middle of the lane. Dumps it over to Heath Combs. He misses the layup and goes and gets his own rebound. Combs back up. Couldn't hit the short jumper, and the rebound taken by Hartville. And we're going to get a foul down under the bucket. No foul call. I don't know why they... Oh, we got a Hartville player. I don't know exactly why they stopped play right there. No foul call. Mitchell just blew the whistle and blew it dead and gave it to Hartville. So here they come. Number 3, Boone Garrison with the ball. They'll come across midcourt. Working to the top of the key. Now swinging on the left side to Coriel. Coriel gives it up in the corner. That is O'Quinn. O'Quinn, hounded by Belcher out there, swings it over to the right side to Garrison. Garrison now to Sinning. Sinning outside the 3-point line. Dribble drive. Nice spin move. Gets under the bucket. Reverse layup, and it's good. Gus Sinning ties the game at 5 with his first bucket of the night. With 5.5 minutes to go, we're tied 5-5. Thayer jumped out to a 5-0 lead. Hartville with 5 consecutive here. Thayer with it out on top. Combs gives it out to Deckard. Deckard on the left side wing wanted to take the 3, but the defense got there to stop that. A bounce pass now, top of the key to Dominic Boyce. Boyce looking to get rid of it. Takes the handoff to Belcher. Now gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler to the left side. Handles it on top. To Deckard on the left side wing. Hollis going into the lane. Got to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Boyce. Boyce into the free throw circle. Kicks it out. And Thayer will reset with 5 minutes to go first quarter. Thayer and Hartville all tied at 5. Working the offense. Hollis Deckard with it. Fakes the 3. Now moves inside the 3-point line on the left side wing. gives it up to Combs. He'll bring it back outside. Hartville playing a tough man-to-man defense, and that's what they do. That's what Coach Reed insists. Here's Trinkler. Trinkler going to the hole, throws up a shot. It's good. Oh, they're going to wave off the bucket and call him for a travel. I was going to say, it looked like he might have traveled. Took an extra step in there, but how he got that shot to go in, I don't know. It won't count. And with 4.5 minutes to go, Hartville now with a chance to gain the lead for the first time tonight. 5-5 our score. We're all tied up. Harrison with it for the Eagles. Swings it to O'Quinn. Now in the corner for Coriel. Coriel bounces it down to Sinning. He bounces it up and in off the backboard. Sinning with his second easy shot. He's got 4, and Hartville down on top, 7-5. Air Bobcats with the ball. We're counting down midway through our first quarter. Bobcats get the ball to Belcher in the lane. Puts up a short running jumper. No good. Dominic Boyce with a rebound. Trying to feed it back in, and it is stolen by Hartville. Coriel got it. Gives it up now to O'Quinn, going to the bucket down the baseline, and he dribbled it out of bounds. Thayer Bobcats will take over. Well, Thayer will get the basketball after the Hartville turnover with a chance to tie the game here. 4 minutes exactly to go in our first quarter here at the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout in Mountain Grove, Missouri. Trinkler takes his time bringing the ball across the timeline, just beat the 10-second call. Bobcats go to the high post for Dominic Boyce at the free throw line. And he'll hand it off now to Deckard. Deckard fires a deep three. It's off the front rim. No good. Rebound. Volleyed up and around and controlled by Heath Combs for Thayer. Bobcats will reset the offense. They go left side now to Belcher. Belcher way out on the floor. Now to Deckard, right side to Heath Combs to Belcher, cutting down the lane. Little spin move. Lays it up. No good off the bottom of the rim. And the rebound taken by Hartville. Belcher misses from about 3 feet away twice. And Hartville back with the ball, up by 2. That goes right side to Johns, number 11. Johns working against Belcher, taking it to the rack, puts it up and in. That looked easy enough. Hayden Johns just went right around him and shot the layup. Belcher didn't get any help in the zone defense. You gotta get that weak side help. Bobcats back on the offensive end, down by 4 now. Hartville's on a 9-0 run. Thayer bounces it down to Belcher. He couldn't hang on, and Hartville picks up the loose ball. Here they come. Garrison almost had it taken away. Gives it up to Johns. Johns in the corner. Three-point shot is up. Rattles in and out. No good. A tip is up by Sinning, and it's good. Sinning tips it up and in, and Coach Matt Pitts wants a timeout. Hartville on an 11-0 run with 2:36 to go in the first quarter. We'll take a timeout. Back to Mountain Grove in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
Oh, back at Mountain Grove, the Affair Bobcats calling that timeout. Looks like they're going to get a sub into the game here. They'll have to wait till the next dead ball. Affair with the basketball. Bobcats haven't scored since there were 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. They are down 11-5. Affair had a 5-0 run, and Hartville all of a sudden on an 11-0 run. Affair with it, trying to solve this man-to-man defense. Got the ball to Belcher in the right corner. It was out to the wing. We can get rid of it now. But they have to hurry. Finally got out to Heath Combs. Combs taking it down the right side of the lane. Fakes inside. Almost traveled. Gives it to Belcher. Belcher going strong to the hole. Misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Hartville. Here come the Eagles. They got it to Johns on the wing. He'll move to the free throw circle. Give it up. Get it right back. And give it to Sinning. Sinning looking to power his way to the bucket. Big strong kid. Misses the layup. Rebound taken by Heath Combs for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on a quasi break. Sprinkler feeds it. Now to the right side to Decker. Dumping it down low to Dominic Boyce. Boyce trying to power it up against Sinning. Reverse layup is good. Dominic Boyce. Finally, Bobcats get on the board and are down by 4, 11-7 with 1:30 to go in the first quarter. Hartville with the ball. Garrison walks it up. They get in the half-court offense against this Bobcat zone defense. Going to Sinning's in the lane. It's deflected by Belcher. He's got it on the steal. Belcher going to the bucket. Lays it up and in. Aiden Belcher got one to fall, and the Thayer Bobcats are back within 2 with 11-9. It's a 4-0 Thayer Bobcat run here since the timeout. Minute 13 to go in the first quarter, folks. I told you earlier, this one should be a good one. Garrison with it for Hartville. Gives it out front to O'Quinn. O'Quinn quickly gives it up to Garrison. Boone Garrison working away from the defense. Moves to the top of the key. Trying to go down the left side of the lane. Kicks it outside. Three-point shot is up and good. Number 35, Truett Coriel. Second made three-pointer of the first quarter for Hartville. And they lead it again by five. Bayer with the ball. Trinkler hands off to Combs. Combs, oh, and a bad pass is going to be stolen by Hartville. Boone Garrison got it. A good defensive play. And Hartville up by five with the ball down to 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. And if I know Coach Reed, and I know him a little bit, they're going to wait for the final shot of this first period. Number three, Boone Garrison handles the ball out between the circles. Down to 20 seconds to go. Now I got time to say thanks to a couple of Thayer Bobcat boosters here, including Bobcat boosters, including the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe, and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue. Garrison now on a dribble drive into the lane with 6 seconds to go. Kicks it in the corner to Johns. Johns around the defense. Misses a layup. Sinning is there to put it back up and in. Oh, Bobcat not doing a good job on the boards right there. They let Sinning be wide open. And the basket is good. It counts 16-9. Thayer Bobcats down to the Hartville Eagles at the end of one quarter. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
Well, Thayer Bobcats open the second quarter with the basketball into the offensive set. Kipton Horton and Carter Nicholson have checked into the ballgame for the Bobcats. They get the ball to Dominic Boyce in the lane, has to get rid of it, does to Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler gives it up to Nicholson. Nicholson out top. Now to Horton. Horton goes to the top of the key, stops, throws up a jumper. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound tipped up and controlled by Hartville. Here come the Eagles already with a 7-point lead. Their biggest of the night. They throw it in the corner. Three-point shot is up. No good. Rebound taken by Hartville. No, it's going to be out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Sinning tried to save it from going out of bounds, and he had a foot on the line, so Thayer gets it back. 16-9, our score. Hartville on a 5-0 run here after Thayer got back to within two at 11-9 after Hartville gone on an 11-0 lead, or 11-0 streak. Both teams have been streaky tonight. Thayer with the ball. Outside, Deckard driving down to the baseline. Hollis has the ball poked away, gets it back. Had an opening to the bucket, didn't see it. And now, trying to go with a backdoor cut to Dominic Boyce. Ball stolen by Sinning for Hartville. Here come the Eagles. They swing it in the right corner to Johns. He goes toward the bucket, shoots no, but he's fouled on the drive. And it'll be, Hollis Deckard going to be called for the foul here. Will be the first foul called against the Thayer Bobcats in this game. Hartville's been called for three. Thayer with none. That's the first one in the second quarter. Hartville inbound it. Got it in. To Garrison, top of the key. Now to Sinning, looking to power his way down the lane again. He stops. Has his shot blocked by Belcher. And the loose ball picked up by Hartville. Number 11, Johns has got it. Moves in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Boone Garrison for a three. No. And it is Horton. Brings down the rebound for Thayer. Races up the floor. Gives to Deckard. Trailing the play. Thought about taking a three. Didn't like the shot. Hollis handles the ball out front. Going to Dominic Boyce on a high post. Nobody getting open. Dominic ducks under the defense of Sinning. Goes up with a shot. No. Gets his own rebound. Couldn't follow it in. And Hartville clears the boards. Eagles with a 7-point lead. 6 minutes to go first half. 16-9. Neither team has scored in the first 2 minutes of this second quarter. Here's Hartville. Long three-point shot is up and good. Number one, Jordan O'Quinn hits a three for Hartville. That's 3 3-pointers already in the game. Here's Thayer going the other way. Hollis Deckard tries to get into the lane. It's cut off by the defense. Gives the ball back out front. It goes to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson getting rid of it to Trinkler. Trinkler might have traveled. Nope. Yep, there they did catch it. Didn't get the ball down on the floor before he took a step on the handoff. And I said last night, and I saw a little bit of it last night, Trinkler looked like he's trying to go too fast. Sometimes you just got to slow down, let everything come to you, and that was a perfect example. Caught that ball trying to get down the lane and took a couple steps before he got the dribble down. You just got to slow down a little bit. He'll learn that. He's only a freshman. Hartville with the ball, got it in the corner. Three-point shot is up and no good. Rebound, Kipton Horton for the Thayer Bobcat. By the way, Bentley French has checked in for Thayer, Bobcat sophomore. Bobcats with a basketball, working outside. Nicholson taking to the right side wing on the dribble, all the way down to the corner. Oh, a seam to the bucket. He'll wraparound pass out to Horton. He fires a three. Bingo! Kipton Horton with a three. That three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company that pulls the Bobcats back to within seven at 19-12. First bucket of the second quarter for the Thayer Bobcats. Took them 3 minutes to get one to go down. Hartville with it. Garrison's got it on the right side. He takes it out top and gives it to O'Quinn on the wing. He's got to change spots. Here's O'Quinn going to the baseline. Couldn't get open for a shot. Gives it to Sinning. Sinning working against French. Puts up a shot. No good. And a rebound controlled by Bentley French for Thayer. Bobcats chance to get a little closer here. Deckard takes it in. Gives it to Horton. Now Nicholson for three. It's good. Carter Nicholson, Thayer with consecutive threes. And Coach Reed wants a timeout, Hartville. 19-15. Bobcats are back to within four with 4:28 to go in the first half. We'll be back to Mountain Grove in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
It's time to think of that special someone. Valentine's Day is almost here. How about some jewelry? We have 15% off our Montana Silversmith collection. New jeans or a pair of boots is a great way to make someone's day with $10 off. See our new clearance items with additional discounts of up to 30% off the original price. Now through February 14th at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply. Proudly supporting St. Jude through proceeds from our Hirsch apparel items.
And I'm back at the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout here at Mountain Grove High School. Thayer Bobcats on a 6-0 run are back within 4 points now at 19-15. 4:28 to go in the first half, and after Thayer hit those consecutive threes, one by Kipton Horton and one by Carter Nicholson, Coach Reed called the timeout, said, I know those guys are young, but we got to guard them anyway. Hartville with the ball out of the timeout, swing it to O'Quinn on the wing, now back out top for Garrison. Boone Garrison, a 6'3 senior. Running the point for Coach Reed and the Hartville Eagles. Hartville swinging around the outside, looking inside. Nobody there. Got it back outside. And to the left side wing for Coriel. He'll give it to Sinning in the corner. Sinning back out to O'Quinn. O'Quinn swings around. They got it right side now to and into the corner to O'Quinn for another three ball. That one's up off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Horton for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the run. Horton has to pull it up, give the to Decker for three, and it's good. Another three-pointer brought to you by Community First Banking Company, and it's 19-18. Thayer on a 9-0 run with 3:31 to play in the half, are back to within one. Hartville with the basketball. Eagles have been settling for three-point shots here lately, and they haven't been hitting them. Bobcats have been rebounding the basketball on the defensive end. Hartville with it. They give it to O'Quinn in the left corner. Looking in the middle. Nobody open there. Now brings out to the wing on the dribble. Feeds it on top to Sinning. Sinning, lob pass down in the corner to Garrison. Back out to Sinning, top of the key. Gives it to Garrison. Moves off a Sinning screen. Now gives Sinning the ball. Sinning shoots a three. That's no good. Rebound, Hunter Trinkler for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer with a chance to take the lead here with a bucket. Trinkler brings it into the front court. Driving direct traffic with the right hand. Dribbles with the left. Swings it to the right side. Horton's got it. Gives it on top to Carter Nicholson. Nicholson into the lane. Back outside to Deckard. Deckard moves opposite the screen, gives it to Nicholson in the corner for three, and it's good! Carter Nicholson with his second three-pointer. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. Thayer's got the lead, 21-19, with 2:36 to go in the first half. We'll take a timeout. Coach Reed called one. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grewball Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Well, the first 5.5 minutes of the second quarter, the Thayer Bobcats have outscored Hartville 12-3 thanks to the three-point shooting of Carter Nicholson and Kipton Horton. Nicholson's hit two in a row. Horton hit one coming off the bench, and Thayer all of a sudden got the lead 21-19 over the Hartville Eagles. And Hartville's only scored 3 points in this second quarter. We've played almost 6 minutes. They go into the lane here to O'Quinn. He'll dump it back outside for Hayden Johns. Johns back to O'Quinn, back to Johns on the left side. Horton comes out on him. He'll give it up to Coriel. Coriel descending on the right side wing. They'll swing it around now into the corner. Got it to Johns down there. Couldn't get open for the shot. They'll go back out on top descending. Back to Coriel. Now to Garrison in the corner. They're trying to get somebody open for one from the arch and just can't find anybody open right now. They're doing a good job defensively. Here's a swing cross court to Coriel. He couldn't get a shot away. Hartville, down to 1:47 to go and a half. They get it inside to O'Quinn, bounces back outside, finally down to Sinning, and he scores the layup. That ties the game at 21 with 1:37 to go in the first half. Thayer Bobcats playing with the number one ranked Hartville Eagles here in the Mountain Grove Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout. Deckard with it for Thayer, bounces it to Bentley French. At the high post, out on top of the key, Bentley puts it on the floor, gives it back to Deckard, down to the baseline. Wraparound pass, got to Horton, back out to Nicholson on top. Three-point ball is off the rim, no good. Rebound taken. Oh, we got a whistle and a foul down low. Going to get a foul on the Thayer Bobcats. Bentley French was battling Sinning for that rebound, and Bentley called for the foul. Will be his first of the game, second team foul against the Thayer Bobcats here in this second quarter. Hartville's been called for none. We're down to 1:11 to play in the half. Tied at 21. Hartville with a chance to regain the lead here with a bucket. Garrison brings it into the front court. Gets the ball out on top. Now around O'Quinn. O'Quinn dribbles into the lane. Kicks it back out. Got it back. Three-point shot is on the way. It's good. Jordan O'Quinn drains one from three-point land from the right wing. And Hartville back on top by three. Thayer with the basketball. Horton gives it to Trinkler. Trinkler now to Nicholson. To Deckard. Deckard bounces it to Dominic Boyce. Dominic challenges the defense in the lane. Can't get a shot away. Kick it back out to Horton. Horton goes in there, goes to the bucket and scores. Kipton Horton with a beautiful move for the Thayer Bobcats, and the freshman with his fifth point of the first half. Thayer back within one at 24-23. Hartville looks like they want to hold for the final shot of the first half. Garrison got it way out near midcourt. Trinkler comes out. He gives it up for Hayden Johns and back to Garrison again. Down to 9 seconds. Garrison now going toward the lane. Puts up a shot blocked by Trinkler. Bobcats down with a loose ball. And now Garrison steals it. Throws one up at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score, 24-23. Hartville leads the Thayer Bobcats by one. But that was a dandy half of basketball. We're going to take a timeout. We'll get ready for our 5D screen printing halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
If you have digital banking with Community First, it's easier than ever to chat with them. Just click, send them a message, and one of their helpful staff will answer. Don't have online banking? Just go to their website and click to enroll. It's easy. And it's free. Community First.
Living up to our name. Community First Banking Company.
Member FDIC.
Ever heard the saying, good fence makes for good neighbors? Well, it's true, but it means more than that. County Line Fence and Construction can add value to your property and home surroundings in no time with chain link, privacy, vinyl, or rail fencing. It adds value and provides safety for your family and pets. County Line Fence. Give them a call or see them on Facebook. County Line Fence and Construction.
Get great deals on a versatile Kubota tractor from Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment, like the L2502 tractor packaged with a rotary cutter and 5-foot box blade, all for just $382 per month for 84 months. The Kubota L Series is the number one selling compact tractor in the USA. Get this and many more package deals going on now at Edgeland Harper Farm Equipment in West Plains and Mountain Grove. 4.99% APR financing now through February 28th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information.
And welcome back to the Mountain Grove High School gym, the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout. Mayor Bobcats trail Hartville by one at the intermission. Our score, 24-23. Mayor was down 7 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored Hartville 14-8 in the second quarter, thanks to the hot shooting of Carter Nicholson and Kipton Horton. Horton came in off the bench and immediately hit a three. He also took one to the basket and banked it in off the window for 5 points in the first half. Carter Nicholson has hit a pair of threes. He's got 6, and Carter leads the Bobcats in scoring in this first half. For the Hartville Eagles, their game has all been going around Gus Sinning. The big senior has scored 10 of the 24 points for Hartville in the first half. And it was a game of streaks. Mayer jumped out to an early 5-0 lead. Hartville came back and went on an 11-0 run, got up 11-5. And then led 16-9 at the end of the first quarter. Thayer got off to a good start in the second quarter and went on a 9-0 run to actually take a lead. And Hartville got a 5-point run of themselves and took the 1-point lead here at the intermission. So a game of runs here tonight. And boy, they're just letting them play out there. We haven't had many fouls called. Foul trouble right now, anyway, doesn't look like it's going to be an issue. Hartville was called for 2 fouls in the entire first half, one on Garrison, one on Sinning. Mayer Bobcats were called for 2 fouls in the first half, one on Bentley French and one on Hollis Decker. So fouls not going to be an issue in this one unless things change in the second half. Both teams in the locker room getting some words from their coaches, and they're probably changing up some game plans, trying to get some advantage over the other team. That's what they do at halftime. All right, we're at the 5B screen printing, Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Again, Thayer trails Hartville 24-23 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime scoring in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Winter won't stick around forever, but while you're cooped up inside, why not make your home feel a little magical with Thayer Decorating? Find inspiration for every season, starting with sinking your toes into luxurious marquee and Dreamweaver carpet as winter finally gets the hint. Dreaming of a custom tile shower for sunnier days? Start planning now. With Pittsburgh Paints and Flood Stains, you can refresh and protect your space today. Don't wait for spring. Visit Thayer Decorating and let HC, Charity, and Edna bring your dream home to life.
When the ref makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when buying or selling your property. Call me, Denise Cunningham, a true team player with Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate at 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
Extreme temperatures can take a toll on your vehicle, especially if it hasn't been properly maintained. Avoid unnecessary repair costs by taking your vehicle to Don's Auto Service. Their routine maintenance service includes oil change, all fluids topped off, battery tested, plus freeze protection, wiper blades, tires checked, and a whole lot more. See them on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and South Central Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Go Bobcats!
And welcome back to the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout here at the Mountain Grove High School Gym. We're at halftime of our game. The Thayer Bobcats trail Hartville by one, 24-23. Let's look at the scoring first up for the Hartville Eagles. They are led by Gus Sinning. Gus has 10 in the first half. 6 points on 2 3-pointers for Jordan Quinn, a 3 for Boone Garrison, 2 for Hayden Johns, and a 3 for Truett Coriel. Hartville has hit 4 3-pointers in the ballgame so far. For the Thayer Bobcats, they're led in the first half by Carter Nicholson. He's got 6. He's hit 2 3-pointers in the ballgame. 5 points for Kipton Horton, including a 3. 3 points for Dominic Boyce. 4 for Hunter Trinkler. 2 for Jaden Belcher. And a 3 for Hollis Deckard. The Thayer Bobcats with 4 3-pointers in the first half of the game. All right, again, our halftime score, 24-23. Thayer down by 1 as the Bobcats make their way out of the locker room, back out on the court for their halftime warm-up. We'll say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight, including Mr. Dent of West Plains, Forsler's store in Thayer and Ash Flat, and Napa Auto Parts of Thayer, Penny Lane Accounting in Thayer, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen, Sunset Salon and Barbering, Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, the Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, and Freeman and Woolsey Rail Drilling and Pump Service in Thayer. I will take a timeout. We'll be back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When your team needs custom gear that looks as good as they play, 5D Screen Printing has you covered. From team jerseys to fan gear, they deliver full-color screen printing and embroidery with the fastest turnaround time in the Ozarks. Support your Bobcats in style without breaking the bank. Get corporate-level quality at small-town prices. See them just south of West Plains on 63 or call 5D Screen Printing at 417-293-4059. 5D Screen Printing. Quality you can wear. Prices you can afford. Go Bobcats!
We all plan to be on time. But fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of 7 expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzer's team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
All right, here we go, getting ready for our second half. Hope you enjoyed the 5D screen printing Thayer Bobcat halftime report. Hartville Eagles will open the second half with the basketball on the alternating possession rule, and they immediately get the ball down inside. That is Johns. He'll kick it back out top to Garrison. Garrison, see what Hartville came up with a half to try and solve this Bobcat zone. And they get it out top to Johns. Johns with a 3-point shot is up no good, and Horton yanks down the rebound. Here come the Thayer Bobcats on the fly. Horton up the left side, kicks it out top to Deckard. Deckard swings it to Carter Nicholson on the right. Hartville still playing man-to-man defense. Here's Carter Nicholson, had the ball poked away, gets it back, gives to Trinkler. Trinkler looking to make a move down the right side of the lane. Shuffles it outside for Deckard. Now to Dominic Boyce. Thayer was tough. Oh, tried to get a back door to Trinkler. Ball goes off his hands, almost went out of bounds, saved in by Nicholson, but right to Hartville. Eagles with the ball. Got it in the corner to O'Quinn. Gives it up, gets it back. Steps inside the defense, shoots and scores. It's a 2-pointer for Jordan O'Quinn. He's got 7 or 8 points in the game, and Hartville back up by 3. Remember, they've led by as many as 11 in the game. Thayer on that big run at the end of the first half to get back in it. Here's Trinkler moving into the lane, pulls up, shoots a one-hander. It's good. Hunter Trinkler with a nice move in the lane. His second field goal, he's got 6 points on the night. Fair back within one here. Hartville coming the other way. Fair with Trinkler, Deckard, Boyce, Nicholson, and Horton on the floor. Hartville. Now, still got their starters in there. They have not played a sub in this entire game. And here's a feed in the middle, stolen by Trinkler. Fair and got Horton, got him in the corner. Couldn't get open for the shot. Gives to Deckard. He'll fire the three for the lead. It's good! Hollis Deckard, his second three-pointer of the night. That one brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Fair Bobcats are up to 28-26, 2 minutes into the third quarter. Hartville's got it out on top. That is Boone Garrison. Working against the defense of Horton, gives the ball up to Hayden Johns. He'll swing it over to O'Quinn. O'Quinn just holds it on the right side wing, now looking to go into the lane. Can't get a shot away. Feeds the ball out in the corner for Coriel. And back on top to Garrison. Hartville having a little problem getting an open shot here against this Bobcat zone, which has been very aggressive tonight, unlike last night when they kind of stood around. Bobcat's playing much better here this evening. Here's a gift to Coriel. Down to Sinning under the bucket for Hartville. He goes up with a shot. Counting and a foul. Yeah, Bobcats was standing there just with their hands up and got him on the arm as he went up with a shot. Foul is going to be, well, we'll check the number. Foul is going to be on number 24. That is Hunter Trinkler, will be his first of the game. And for Sinning, he's got 12. He leads all scorers in the game. He'll go to the line for the three-point play and trying to break the tie. We're tied at 28 with 5:20 to go in the third quarter. Sinning fires a free throw up and bounces in and out. No good. Trinkler yanks down the rebound for the Thayer Bobcats. Thayer brings it up the floor. Trinkler will cross the timeline with it right through the big Black Panther heads in the middle of the floor here at Mountain Grove. Trinkler working against the defense. Takes it down the left side of the lane. Now feeds it out to Horton. Horton, one dribble, pulls up from 18 and drains it. Kenton Horton having a good night. He leads the Bobcats with 7. And Thayer back up by 2, 30-28 with 5 minutes to go in the third period. Hartville working it out between the circles. And we'll give it to Sinning on the right side wing. Sinning holds it out there. Now puts it on the floor, powers his way into the lane. Bobcats tie him up, and the ball will belong to the Thayer Bobcats with a chance to eat. To add to a two-point lead. That was a nice defensive play there by Hollis Deckard. Came around from behind as Sinning pulled up the dribble. Hollis grabbed the ball. Couldn't take it away from the big man, but he did tie him up long enough for a hell ball. Thayer with it now. They got the Boyce. Boyce at the free throw line. Looking to get rid of it. Does. Out front to Horton. Horton moves off the screen. Pulls up for a three. It's good! Kipton Horton with his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer all of a sudden up by 5. 33-28. We're down to 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Hartville with a ball. Got it out to the left side wing. Back on top to Garrison. Now right side to number 25, Jones, who has checked in. First substitution for Hartville. Here's a three-point shot up and good for O'Quinn. O'Quinn with his third three of the game. And we get a timeout called on the floor. 4:04 to go in the third quarter. Thayer leads Hartville 33-31. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you.
It's time to think of that special someone. Valentine's Day is almost here. How about some jewelry? We have 15% off our Montana Silversmith collection. New jeans or a pair of boots is a great way to make someone's day with $10 off. See our new clearance items with additional discounts of up to 30% off the original price. Now through February 14th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer. Some exclusions apply. Proudly supporting St. Jude through proceeds from our Hirsch apparel items.
And we're back after the timeout. That timeout, by the way, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Eckman of West Plains. Thank you, Andrew, for supporting Thayer Bobcat basketball. All right, Thayer Bobcats have a two-point lead here, 33-31, with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Bobcats, led by Kipton Horton, the freshman, has scored 10 for the Bobcats in the game tonight, the only Bobcat in double figures. He has hit 2 3-pointers. Carter Nicholson's hit 2. He's got 6 points. And Hollis Deckard's hit 2 from downtown. He's got 6. Those 3-pointers brought to you by Community First Banking Company. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball coming out of the timeout with a 2-point lead. He's going to score a bucket, maintain that lead. Trinkle will bring it up out of the backcourt as we are back underway here. Trinkle crosses the timeline, goes to the top of the key, bounces it to Dominic Boyce. Turns, faces the bucket in the free throw circle. Now a little give and go, and Trinkle threw it away. Hartville's got it with a chance to tie. Number 11, Jones, moving into the lane. Or Johns. Johns gives it off to Sinning, cutting down the baseline, and he scores the layup. Sinning's got 14 now for Hartville, and with 3:37 to go, we're tied at 33. That's in the third quarter, by the way. Bayer with the basketball back to the high post to Boyce. Gives it out to Deckard. Deckard moving into the lane. A little shake and bake. Ducks under the defense. Throws it up no good. And Sinning got the rebound for Hartville. The Eagles with a chance to regain the lead here. They swing it on the right side. Got it over there to O'Quinn. Somebody jump on him. The 5'9 senior has been hot. He has scored 11. He's hit 3 3-pointers. He gives up to Sinning. Sinning on the baseline. Misses the shot. Got his own rebound. Couldn't follow it. And Dominic Boyce clears the boards for Thayer. Out to Nicholson. Nicholson pulls up and decides to wait for his teammates. Gives the ball to Trinkler. Trinkler going down to the baseline on the dribble drive. And we're going to get a whistle and a foul going to be called on Hartville. Foul, I believe. Well, we'll have to wait and check number. Number 11 called for the foul, Hayden Johns, as Trinkler made the move. Non-shooting foul. Now Carter Nicholson out of the game. And Belcher back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats gets the ball inbounds for Boyce. He shoots a three out of the corner and he scores. Dominic Boyce with a three, brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And Thayer back up 36-33. Bobcats playing well here tonight. Hartville with it. O'Quinn with a long three. That one's off the rim. No good. Decker got the rebound. Tried to save it from going out of bounds and went right to Sinning. Hollis is complaining about the official, complaining to the official. He got pushed, and he did. Anyway, Sinning hits the layup. He's got 16 in the game. Thayer running the offense. Oh, and Trinkler just lost it out of bounds. Trinkler was going to have Belcher wide open under the bucket, and he tried to pull up his dribble and just lost it out of bounds on the baseline. So with a one-point lead, Thayer turns it over. Hartville coming the other way. Folks, this one looks like a good old-fashioned barn burner here at the Mountain Grove High School gym. Hartville with the ball. They take it. Oh, and in the middle, the ball stolen by Boyce. Bobcats off on a break. They get it down to Horton on the baseline. Saves it from going out of bounds to Trinkler. Trinkler on a dribble drive. Goes in, puts up a shot. No, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Sinning tried to draw the charge, but he's going to be called for the foul. The foul on Gus Sinning will be his second in the game. And the second team foul called on Hartville here in the third period. We're down under 2 minutes to go in the third. Thayer with a one-point lead and the ball. Looking inbound, they get it to Boyce. Boyce now to Belcher at the left elbow. Belcher got it to Boyce just outside the lane. Dominic takes it into the lane on the dribble drive. Fakes left, turns right, shoots and scores. Nice move. Dominic Boyce now with 8 for the Thayer Bobcats in his first start of the year. Normally plays off the bench. Had to start tonight with the injury to Riley White, and Dom's done a good job. Hartville with a basketball down by 3. They handle it out front. We get a whistle and a foul going to be called on the Thayer Bobcats. That's going to be on Hunter Trinkler, tried to take it away from Garrison. Remember, early in the game, Trinkler stripped Garrison of the ball twice. And Mel will do it again. That time he got called for a foul. Second one on Hunter in the ballgame. Down to a minute 25 to go in the game. Hartville with the ball. Garrison just stands out midcourt and dribbles it. Wanting to keep the scoring to a minimum here. It's kind of taking the air out of the ball. As we're down to the final minute and a half of this period. Hartville now, he gives it up for Johns. Johns right back to Garrison. Garrison on the left side wing. Trinkler guarding him. Now puts it on the floor. We're down to a minute to go. They go to Sinning on the right side wing. Cross-court passes stolen by Hollis Deckard to Trinkler. Trinkler up the floor, and now Thayer may hold for the final shot of the third period with a 3-point lead. Horton handles the ball against the defense, and a foul going to be called on O'Quinn. Jordan O'Quinn called for his first of the night. Horton made a nice move to make O'Quinn put his hands on it. 52 seconds to go in the third period. Thayer up by 3 with the ball. Non-shooting foul. He'll inbound it into the backcourt to Hunter Trinkler. Trinkler will bring it across the timeline. Thayer up 38-35. Trinkler works to the right side on the dribble. Hands off to Belcher. Belcher out between the circles. Thayer working with the clock here. Kind of taking the air out of the ball. Oh, they had Horton on a backdoor cut. Didn't see him. He was wide open to the bucket. Thayer with it. Deckard gives it off to Boyce out on top. Boyce puts on the floor. Got it to Horton. Oh, tried to get it to Horton. He couldn't hang on, and Hartville got it. They swing it up to O'Quinn. He'll let one fly from the three-point line. It's no good. Rebound, Trinkler. They are the other way with 18 seconds to go, and they will hold now for the final shot of the third quarter. Down to 12 seconds. Deckard with the ball out near midcourt. Bobcats trying to get set for this final play. They get to Trinkler with 6 seconds. Bobcats going four low. Trinkler handles it out front, behind the back on the dribble. Turns, fires the shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our third quarter. The Thayer Bobcats with a lead, 38-35 over the Hartville Eagles. We'll be back to Mountain Grove for the final period in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. That's right. It's our Friends and Family Sale with Friends and Family pricing, and it is only here at Taylor Grubaugh Dealerships. This is one of our biggest sales of the year, so bring your friends and family and get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
The good guys at the Car Doctor 2 have your back. They know that having a good set of tires is really critical during these snow and ice, so be safe and let them inspect your tires for good tread. They can get most any brand of tire you want, whether it's your car, truck, SUV, trailer, or anything with wheels. Plus, they do alignments, brake work, and even check your coolant levels, and they do freezing point checks as well. Be winter ready. You should have your battery tested. Car Doctor 2 is your authorized interstate battery dealer. Trust the good guys, Corey, Steve, and the team at the Car Doctor 2. North Highway 63 in Thayer.
You know, any good basketball coach will tell you we break basketball games down into four quarters, and whoever wins the most quarters most generally wins the game. Thayer Bobcats lost the first quarter 16-9. They won the second quarter 14-8, and they won the third quarter 15-11. Thayer's got a three-point lead over Hartville as we open play here in the fourth period. Hartville with it to open up the period. Johns gives it up to Garrison out on top. Garrison might have traveled, no call. Garrison working against the defense. We're going to get a foul on Kipton Horton. Horton was reaching in, going to be called for the foul. That'll be team foul number one. First foul on Horton. Team foul number one on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Neither team has shot many free throws. Trinkler's hit two. Boyce hit one of two. Hartville hasn't shot a free throw. Well, they did. Sending went 0 for 2 from the free throw line earlier. The only two free throws they've shot tonight. Hartville with the ball. O'Quinn's got it on the right side wing, gives it in the corner to Garrison. He'll bring it back out front to Coriel. Now to teammate, shot is up, no good. Long rebound taken by Hartville. They'll set it up and restart the offense. Got it right side to Quinn on the wing. Jacob Decker jumps out on him. He'll take it out to the top of the key. Thayer still playing that zone, playing well here in the second half. Hartville got to Coriel. Now in the corner to Sinning for three. That's no good. Rebound Belcher for the Bobcats. Aiden Belcher with a good rebound. Thayer with a three-point lead and the ball. 1 minute gone by here in the fourth quarter. Deckard hands to Belcher. Bobcats get into the offensive set. Got to Kipton Horton. Back out to Boyce. Boyce, right side, now to Deckard. Deckard looked at Trinkler cutting through the lane. Now Deckard moving off the screen all the way to bucket. Couldn't hit the shot, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. And the foul is going to be on Jordan O'Quinn, will be his second of the night. And the first team foul on Hartville here in the fourth quarter. 6:47 to go in the game. Thayer up by three with a chance to add to that lead at the line. Their senior, Hollis Deckard, at the line. Hollis has hit 2 3-pointers tonight. He got 6 points in the game. First free throw is up and good. Hollis, a really good free throw shooter. And sorry if you missed this one, Hollis. I jinxed you, and I didn't mean to do that. But anyway, Hollis, coming off illness, and he misses the second free throw. I'm sorry. Here comes Hartville, down now by four. Johns brings it to the top of the key, swings it over to Garrison, and now to O'Quinn on the right side wing. O'Quinn looking to penetrate. Bobcats cut him off. He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Give it to Johns on the right side. He underhand passes down to Sinning in the low block. Sinning turns, shoots a short jumper. No good. Dominic Boyce with a rebound for Thayer. Bobcats with a four-point lead and the ball. Hollis Deckard works it up. Gives it to Kipton Horton. Bobcats with two freshmen on the floor right now. Horton. And here's Horton, almost lost it. Ball goes in the backcourt. It'll be a black court violation on Thayer. Horton had it poked away by Garrison, and Horton touched it and then fell across the half-court line. Bobcat fans didn't like the call. They thought there should have been a foul called out there, and I tend to agree with them on that one. Hartville's got the ball back with a four, down by four, 39-35, Thayer with the lead. We're down to 6 minutes to play in the game. Garrison on the left side for Hartville moves off the screen to the top of the key. And now an offensive foul going to be called on Hartville. Jordan O'Quinn going to be called for a moving screen, and that is foul number 3 on O'Quinn. And quickly, Coach Reed going to get him out of there. Number 25, Brock Jones, a 6'2 senior, will check in for the Hartville Eagles. First substitution of the game for Hartville. Jones is in. Here come the Thayer Bobcats with 5:58 to go in the game with a 4-point lead, 39-35. They're running the offense around the outside of the man-to-man defense. Dominic Boyce has got it. Sinning, they draw him way out on the floor, away from the bucket. Now Trinkler and back to Boyce, way out front. Boyce just going to hold it. Thayer can afford to use a little clock here. Now here's Boyce, penetrates inside the three-point line. Hands the ball to Trinkler on the right side wing. Trinkler brings it back out front. Working the right side of the floor for the left-hander. Moves off the screen, looking to move into the lane. And now decides better, feeds it back out top to Horton. Horton wanting to get to Boyce at the high post, but Gipton instead dribbles to the right side, hands off to Trinkler. He'll go to Boyce. Boyce going to get fouled. That'll be a holding call on number 20. Yeah, number 20, that is Sinning, and that'll be the third foul on Sinning and the third team foul on Hartville here in the fourth quarter. They've got 5:16 to play. Thayer Bobcats, giving number one ranked Hartville everything they want here this evening at the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout in Mountain Grove. Bobcats with a basketball. Oh, might have been a double dribble. The official says no, it was tipped. Now Belcher with it with a Bobcat. Belcher around the defense, going to the hole. He gets fouled out on top. That may be Sinning. Oh, they call it on number 11. That is Hayden Johns. That'll be his second. But the fourth team foul on Hartville with just under 5 minutes to go in the game. One more foul, and Thayer starts shooting the double bonus. Bobcats inbound the ball, got it to Belcher. Way out on the floor. Belcher on the dribble, pulls it up. Now looking to get rid of the basketball. Got to hurry before he gets the five-second call. And Coach Pitts has to call a timeout to stop the violation. 39-35, Thayer up by 4 with 4:50 to play in the game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of the many supporters of Thayer Bobcat basketball is Southern Bank. You may wonder why so many people lend their support to the Bobcats. It's because of our hard work and committed dedication to the community, the kind that goes along with what Southern Bank stands for in the area. Southern Bank is community strong, and our tradition of customer service runs deep. We love giving back to the community. Good luck, Bobcats. Strong roots, strong branches. Southern Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. 4:50 to go in the game. Thayer Bobcats, if we come back from the timeout. By the way, that timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance. Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Coach Pitts had to call the timeout to avoid a five-second call as Belcher pulled up his dribble out near midcourt. Thayer couldn't get anybody open to throw it to. So good move by Coach Matt Pitts. And this coaching matchup here tonight, and we talked about it in the pregame, Coach Reed from Hartville, Coach Pitts from Thayer, considered two of the best coaches in all of Southern Missouri, especially in Southwest Missouri. And they are got their minds going here tonight in this one. Close game, 39-35. Thayer with the lead and the ball. Here's Hollis Deckard looking to move away from the defense of Jones. Gets the ball up to Horton. He'll give it to Dominic Boyce. Dominic holds it out top. Thayer taking the air out of the ball right here with a 4-point lead. And they want to make Hartville foul him, put him at the line to shoot free throws. Thayer swings it right side to Belcher. Belcher, ooh, thought about cutting to the bucket. Now goes to Dominic Boyce. He goes in the lane, scores, and he's fouled. Dominic Boyce with a chance for a three-point play, and Dom has got 10 in the game. And the foul for Hartville will be on whom? I think it was, yeah, it was number 25, Jones, who just checked in a moment ago. And that's team foul number 5 on Hartville. They are up now by 6, 41-35. And the first free throw by Boyce is no good. Dom couldn't add to the lead, but they are up by 6 with 4:15 to play in the game, folks. We got a dandy going here at Mountain Grove. Garrison with it for Hartville. Little crossover dribble, moves in the lane, got all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. That's a nice move by Boone Garrison. Just his second field goal of the game, his first here in the second half. Now Hartville going to stretch the man-to-man defense all the way into the backcourt. Thayer with the basketball, and Hollis Deckard makes a move to the hole and gets fouled on the play, and Hollis will go to the free throw line, try to add to the Bobcat lead. Foul on number 25. Was that Jones? Yeah, just checked in. Picks up his second. in less than a minute. 3:53 to go in the game. Thayer up by 4. Hollis Deckard at the line shooting free throws here. First one is up for the Bobcat senior, and it's good. Deckard now 2 for 3 from the charity stripe. He'll shoot another one, and Thayer will be shooting the double bonus for the final 4 minutes of this game. Second free throw is good for Hollis Deckard. He's got 9 now, and the Thayer Bobcat lead is back to 6. Artville conserving all the seconds they can, roll the ball inbounds. Garrison picks it up at midcourt. Moves off the screen, gives the ball. Oh, it's stolen by Thayer. Nice play by Hunter Trinkler. Stepped inside the on the give and go and got the steal. Thayer with the ball back and a 6-point lead. 43-37. Kipton Horton outside will give it to Boyce. Boyce hands off to Trinkler. Thayer just running a little motion here against the man-to-man defense. All back to Boyce. Sending has to come 30 feet away from the basket. He doesn't like to be way out there. He likes to be under the bucket to rebound. Oh, and almost a steal. Now Garrison does steal it. Oh, we're getting a foul called on Boone Garrison for Hartville. Took it away. And the foul is going to be on number 35. That is Coriel. And it'll send Hollis Deckard back to the free throw line, trying to add to the 6-point Bobcat lead with 3:18 to go in the game. Hollis Deckard, number 21, of course, coming off of that illness. You were with us last night. We kind of talked about that. Hollis has been sick for about a week. He lost over 20 pounds because he couldn't keep anything down. Talked to his mom and dad earlier this afternoon, said he was feeling a lot better. Apparently so. He's got 11 in the game tonight, and Thayer now leads it by 8, 45-37, with 3 minutes to go in the game. Jones has got it for Hartville, feeds it outside to Coriel. Now to the right side to Johns. Johns in the corner to Sinning. Sinning looking to drive the baseline. Bobcats double-team him. Tie him up, but he ripped it out of there. We're getting a whistle, and what do we got? The officials look at each other, and they're going to call a foul. Foul on the Bobcats on number... Well, see, they called on number 12. That is Dominic Boyce. Has the first foul tonight on Boyce, and just, the second team foul on Thayer here in the fourth quarter. Here's a 3-point ball, up and good! Boone Garrison hits one from downtown for Hartville. And the Eagles, just like that, back to within 5 at 45-40. Thayer with a basketball, got it down against the man-to-man zone, or full-court pressure. Got the ball to Dominic Boyce, and he will dribble it out away from the basket to pull Gus Sinning out 30 feet away from the bucket. Now to Hollis Deckard. 2:35 to play in the game. Thayer trying to get a little isolation. Deckard trying to go around Jones, doesn't. Gives it to Boyce. Boyce going into the lane, has the ball poked away, and a foul is going to be called. And that's going to be, I believe, on Sinning. Yes, it is. Sinning called for his fourth foul of the game with 2:28 to go in the fourth quarter. Thayer leading by 5 with Dominic Boyce going to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws. Dom is 1 for 2 from the line so far tonight. Hit that one. That was the first point of the game, as a matter of fact. As Thayer took the early 1-0 lead, here's Boyce. Oh! Misses the first one, so Dom now 1 for 3 from the charity stripe. Hartville making a substitution. Jordan O'Quinn will check back into the game, and Brock Jones will check out. Boyce trying to run the lead back to 6 for Thayer with 2:28 to play. Free throws up, and he nailed it. So Dominic now with 11 points in the game, and Thayer leads it by 6 with 2:28 to go. Hartville brings it the other way. There is Boone Garrison to the top of the key. Bobcats jump on him defensively. They give it to Sinning. Sinning looking to back his way down the lane. Goes all the way to the bucket. No, we got a whistle and a foul. Going to be before the shot. Hartville will inbound the ball. Foul's on number 12. Yep, 12, Dominic Boyce. That will be his second of the night. Third team foul against Thayer. Hartville on the inbound play will get it in for Hayden Johns. Johns out to the wing. Gives it up top. Now goes to Garrison. Garrison penetrates in the lane. Shoots a floater, and it's good. Garrison coming alive. He has scored 7 points here in the second half. And Thayer's lead is back to 4 again at 46-21. Thayer got the ball down the baseline for Horton, and we get a quick timeout call by Coach Matt Pitts as Horton was getting tied up down there on the baseline. Timeout on the floor, minute 57 to go. Thayer leads Hartville by 4, 46-42. We'll be back to Mountain Grove in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Are you looking for top-notch precast concrete products? Locals have been trusting Olson Precast Concrete for over 25 years. They pride themselves in being the area's leading concrete contractor, providing great customer service. They offer septic tanks, storm shelters, farm supplies, feed bunks, water tanks, cattle guards, retaining walls, stair risers, and much more. Visit OlsonPrecastConcrete.com. Owner Seth Freeman is a proud Bobcat alumni and supporter, and Papa Danny says, "Go Bobcats."
And we're back after the timeout. 46-42, Thayer leads Hartville by four with a minute 57 to go in the ballgame. Glad to have you back. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game this evening. They include Thayer Farm Center and Thayer Plant Food, Langley Animal Clinic, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service, Alton Bank and the Branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Silver Spring Storage Units, RV Park and Commercial Rentals, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the 11 Point River Title Company in Thayer, Karen Perkins, and the law offices of Fred O'Neill in Thayer. We come out of the timeout. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball, though, inbound just to the left side of the basket on the offensive end. See if they can put together a play to get a layup here. They look in the lane. Boyce was covered. Now Decker's going to have to hurry. Got it into Belcher. Belcher handles it out to the wing. Looking to get rid of it. Going to have to hurry again. Finally got out to Boyce near midcourt. Dominic holds it high, working against Jones. Now puts it on the floor. Thayer running some clock here with a minute 45 to go. Boyce pulls up his dribble, gives ball over to Jacob Deckard. Deckard guarded by O'Quinn. O'Quinn, Deckard goes around him, and a foul going to be called on Hartville. Deckard got tripped. He had a wide open lane to the bucket, and at the last second, Hayden Johns got him with a leg. And it'll be Hollis Deckard back to the free throw line trying to add to the four-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Hartville got Gus Sinning out of the game here for a couple of minutes, and he has got four fouls, and he is winded. He's standing there looking to check back into the game, and he's got his hands on his hip. He had one tired young man, but he scored 16 of his team's 42 points tonight. Here's Hollis Deckard at the line. Hollis hits another free throw. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of Hollis's 12 points have come from the free throw line. He will shoot another, trying to make it a six-point Bobcat lead with a minute 36 to play. But, folks, this is a great Hartville three-point shooting team, so a six-point lead really is not much. Now the free throw good for Hollis Deckard. He's got 13 in the game, and here comes Hartville with a basketball. Again, conserving seconds. They roll it to near midcourt. Now Garrison gets it. Gives it off to Johns. Johns on the dribble. Hands it to Coryell. Coryell. Back to Boone Garrison, back to Coryell on top, though. Quinn for a three. That one rattles in and out, no good. And Horton skies for the rebound for Thayer. Got it out on a long pass to Belcher. Belcher going to the hole to Boyce, who misses it, but Belcher got fouled on his drive. And Jaden Belcher going to go to the free throw line. What a rebound by Kipton Horton. And he found his teammate at midcourt, who then got it up to Belcher. Belcher gets fouled by number 35. That is Coryell. Second on Truett Coryell for Hartville, and Jaden Belcher to the free throw line. First free throw is good. Belcher with only his third point of the game. Big Bobcat sophomore trying to add to the lead here. Thayer is up by 7, trying to make it an 8-point advantage with a minute 15 to go. Second free throw is good. Good job by the big sophomore, Jaden Belcher. His second bucket in Hartville, bringing it the other way again, down by 8. Jordan Garrison kicks it out. To Johns, back to Garrison. Long three-point shot is up. That's off the rim. No good. Belcher yanks down the rebound. Has it taken away by Sinning. He couldn't follow it in, but we're going to get a foul called on Hartville. Or was it out of bounds? Well, anyway, Thayer Bobcats are going to get the ball. And they did call a foul. Called it on Garrison. Anyway, Thayer inbounds the ball against the man-to-man full court pressure, and Trinkler goes out. Oh, and he threw it away. Trinkler, Johns has got it for Hartville down to O'Quinn to the bucket for the lay-in. Bad pass by Trinkler, and we get a timeout call by Coach Reed and Hartville. 50-44, Thayer up by 6 with just under 1 minute to go in the game. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back to Mountain Grove in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
We all plan to be on time, but fender benders, damaged windshields, and slick roads quickly disrupt those plans. At Shelter Insurance, our agents help design personal protection plans that work for you and help keep you on track. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
In Thayer, see Shelter Insurance agent Roger Foley or affiliate agent Capri Bristow.
Well, Thayer Bobcats are up by 6 with 55 seconds to play in the game, beating number one ranked Hartville here in the Mountain Grove High School gym. The Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout. Boy, it's been a good week. The Knights, they've had games here. They've had a couple of upsets along the way and had some blowouts, had some good close games. And right now, Thayer looking to pull an upset. The 7-9 Bobcats lead the 17-3 Hartville Eagles by 6 with just under a minute to play. Thayer inbounds the ball against full court man-to-man pressure. Belcher's got it in the backcourt. Gets double-teamed, now trying to dribble away from it. He does, and is going to get fouled in the backcourt. Foul will be against Hartville. We'll see who they call it. I think it was number 11. Or did we get a timeout? No, we got a timeout call. Yeah, Coach Pitts called the timeout before a 5 or a 10-second call there. I want to say thanks to some more of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. By the way, this timeout brought to you by Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman in West Plains. And thanks again to Toyota of West Plains, Carter Funeral Homes of Thayer and West Plains, Legacy Auto Body and Towing in Thayer. And again, thanks for getting me out of the ditch the other day, guys. That was fantastic. Seed Trucking in Thayer, Southern Hills Auto Plaza in West Plains, Partners in Shine of West Plains, Clary Funeral Home of Alton in Thayer, the Fieldhouse Gym, Cafe and Studio in Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering of Thayer, Dustin Walters. I bet Dustin's listening to the game right now. And those are just some of your Thayer Bobcat boosters. Help bring you the game every time the Bobcats take the floor. By the way, speaking of taking the floor, the Thayer Lady Bobcats return to action tomorrow. Lady Bobcats play at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon at Fair Grove. Now, remember, Fair Grove was the team that beat Thayer in the state tournament last year. And we'll watch the Lady Bobcats practice a little bit today. They are getting ready. And here's Thayer inbounds the ball. We're going to get a foul call as Hollis Deckard brings up the floor. He's fouled by Boone Garrison. Garrison called for his second of the night, but Hollis Deckard going back to the free throw line looking to add to the 6-point lead for the Thayer Bobcats. Mentioned a while ago, last 7 points for Hollis Deckard have come to the free throw line. He misses the first one. Still an opportunity, making a 7-point lead. We're down to 42 seconds remaining. But again, this is a really good 3-point shooting Hartville team. They can make up those points in a hurry. Deckard, second free throw is up, and it's good. Hollis with 14 to lead the Bobcats tonight. Here comes Hartville down by 7 with 42 seconds left. Harrison picks the ball up at midcourt as they rolled it up to save time. Fires a 3. It's short. Oh, and a foul going to be called on Hunter Trankler. The foul, Garrison shooting the 3. Oh, my, the freshman with a big mistake right there. Trankler called for his third foul of the night, and it'll send Boone Garrison to the line to shoot 3 free throws. 3 Hartville Eagles are in double figures tonight. Garrison's got 10. He's one of those. First free throw is up, and no good. He missed it. Garrison, the 6'3 senior, plays the point for the number one ranked Hartville Eagles. Number one ranked team in Class 2. Have been all season long. Second free throw is up. It's no good. Garrison misses them both. And now Gus Sinning will check out as Brock Jones is back in for Hartville. He'll be in there to foul somebody as soon as they're inbounds the ball. We're down to 37 seconds to go. Third free throw is up. That one's good for Garrison. He's got 11. Thayer inbounds the ball to Deckard in the backcourt. Hollis looking to get rid of it and gets fouled. That's going to go on Johns. Hayden Johns, that'll be his fourth of the night. And Hollis Deckard making a long walk down to the other end of the court. He will shoot 2 free throws here with 34 seconds remaining, trying to add to the Bobcats' 6-point lead. Had no opportunity to run that lead back to 8 a moment ago. Went 1-for-2 from the line. Looking for his 15th point of the game, the Bobcats senior has been good tonight. Free throw is up, and it is good. They are up again by 7 with 34 ticks left. And now Sinning checks back in for offense for the Hartville Eagles. Jones will come out. Thayer Bobcats looking to pull the upset here tonight at the Family Pharmacy Panther Shootout in Mountain Grove. And Deckard hits the second free throw. 8-point Thayer Bobcat lead. Hartville will inbound the ball to Boone Garrison. Comes in the front court. 30 seconds to go as he got it over to John. John shoots a 3. It's blocked by Trankler. Trankler taking it up the floor. Got it down low to Boyce, who scores the layup. Dominic Boyes hits the layup. They are up 10 with 20 seconds remaining. Here's Garrison in the lane for Hartville. Shoots a floater, and it's good. And again, Hartville playing a full court man-to-man. Fair inbounds it to Hollis Deckard in the backcourt, and Hollis is going to get fouled. That's going to be on Sinning. And that will be the fifth of the night on Gus Sinning. He has fouled out of the game. 55-47, Thayer with the 8-point lead with 9 seconds remaining. What a game by the Thayer Bobcats tonight. Coming back after a 29-point blowout last night by West Plains. Thayer coming back tonight and is just about to beat the number one ranked team in Class 2 in the state of Missouri. Hollis Deckard back to line. First free throw is good. Deckard with 17 in the game. He now leads all scorers on the night. And the last 11 have all been from the free throw line. And the senior set to shoot another one. Looking for his 18th point. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hartville. Hartville Sinning. I guess that wasn't his fifth foul. He goes down the floor, shoots a shot. Thayer doesn't even have to inbound it now. And there's the buzzer. It's over. The Thayer Bobcats with a win. 56-49 over the Hartville Eagles here in Mountain Grove tonight. What a dandy game. This was